Welcome to Wellness Renaissance and Gluten-Free and Other Special Diets podcast, supporting you on your unique journey to finding your best health. Hey there and welcome. This is Judy B. Thank you so much for joining us for this, the second practitioner interview in our special project series with Megan Brenny. Megan is a UMD public health education and promotion student, and these interviews are part of her senior project. Megan chats with Gary Anderson of Bodywise Duluth. Gary is a Phoenix Rising yoga therapy practitioner, and he also works with Thai Yoga Bodywork. So you're going to find out a little bit more about what the Phoenix Rising yoga therapy is all about. I'll pop back in at the end with Gary's contact information. It will also be in our show notes as well. Enjoy.
I'm here with Gary Anderson, and he's going to tell us a little bit about what he does, and we'll go through and figure out a little bit more things on his type of medicine and holistic practice that he does. So Gary, why don't you tell me who you are, a little bit of what you do, and kind of go in depth about it for us.
Sure. So my name is Gary Anderson, and I am a certified yoga instructor. I'm also a certified Phoenix Rising yoga therapy practitioner, and I'm also currently a student of Thai Yoga Bodywork.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about the Phoenix bodywork that you do?
Sure. Phoenix Rising Yoga Therapy is a practice that was started by a guy named Michael Lee. And I met him way back in 1988 and became interested in his work. And it wasn't until 2008 or so that I actually got back in touch with him and started studying Phoenix Rising Yoga Therapy. PRYT, as we call it, is a practice that's done one-on-one with people who really want to explore the relationship between the mind and the body.
What would you say that you do the most with in the yoga? You just incorporate all together?
Yeah, when clients come to my studio, they come sort of prepared to move their bodies. So they wear clothes that they are comfortable in. And we often work on the floor on a sort of a thick, cushy mat.
Okay.
And rather than the client actually doing the movement, I'll sort of follow them. I'll say, go to whatever posture you would like, or whether that's just lying on your back or sitting. And then I support them in their posture and sometimes exaggerate tension in their bodies. So if they're like having a hard time in the lower back, I might actually move their legs in a way that sort of exaggerates that tension in their lower back.
Okay.
So that then they can explore the relationship potentially between that tension and something else that might be happening in their life.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So you just combine the whole body and work with it all together?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So what made you really go into this, and why do you believe in this? What really was the turning point for you?
I think the reason that I do it and that I keep coming back to it is that this modality, Phoenix Rising, really meets people where they are. They don't have to know anything about yoga. They don't have to have lots of experience doing body work or anything. All they have to do is have a curiosity about the connections between the body, the mind, and the spirit, and how that can all work together. And I've been the beneficiary of many Phoenix Rising sessions myself with some wonderful practitioners. And of course, that's a part of studying to do something like this. You have to sort of learn from the inside out. So I go to yoga classes regularly. I stay in touch with my mentors from Phoenix Rising, and I'm a lifelong learner.
That's awesome. So you said that you could come in with little to no experience, so you work with anybody from beginners to advanced yoga workers, and it really doesn't have any matter of where they are?
It really doesn't. All it really takes to do a good Phoenix Rising session is for the client to be willing to listen to their body to the best of their ability and listen to what happens in their mind, in their heart, in their belly, as their body is being moved and as they experience, you know, what's happening in the moment.
So would you say that there is anything that really just turned you on to being a part of this type of work at all? Was there anything turning point in your life, or it just kind of has always been a part of you and have slowly progressed into other things?
There was actually a very specific turning point. In 2008, I had been teaching a lot of yoga classes every week for about 6 years. And in 2008, very sadly, my older brother died in a car accident. And when he passed away, it sort of, and he was just a couple of years older than I am, so he was a young man. When he passed away, it really triggered in me the desire to live my life even more authentically than I had been living it. So I took what I knew about being a yoga teacher, and I remembered Michael Lee, the founder of Phoenix Rising, and I did a little bit of research, and I found out he was still teaching and that I could study with him. So I did that research. It took about 9 months. It's a 750-hour certification program. Wow. So it was
That's really intense.
Yeah, and it was there were people in there who were doctors, nurses, social workers.
Wow.
So they compared this study program to like a master's level program, and I loved it. I really, really loved the work, and I've, because of other things in my life, politics, which we were talking about, I have opened and closed several studios, but Phoenix Rising continues to call me back. And I continue to use some of the techniques, specifically the integration technique that we learn in Phoenix Rising. I use that in my life every day.
That's awesome that it just is so able to incorporate in your daily life and really use it throughout to get through different obstacles. You said a little bit about the program process of it being the 750 hours. Do you want to go a little bit more into detail? Like, did it include you being worked on, you working on others, just working with instructors, any class time?
So the main training place for Phoenix Rising is in a little town called Bristol, Vermont. So I traveled twice to Vermont. I think the first time was 4 or 5 days, and then a few months later I was out there for a week. And in between, I was giving practice sessions to new clients, and I was also receiving sessions from certified teachers. So it's there was classroom experience and really deep hands-on experience as part of the training.
What would you say was your favorite part about the training?
Oh, I love receiving sessions. Yeah, I mean, it's every session is an opportunity to learn more about, you know, who I am from the inside out. And that's not something that a lot of people are ready for. They're like, oh, no, you can stretch me out, but don't talk to me about it. But for those who are ready for that journey, it's a really wonderful technique.
Would you say that that journey has really helped you progress in your political life as well, and just in general in your regular life, that it really has made a great impact on or improvement?
Yeah. You know, I always say that I stay active in the political world because it too has grown me. I used to think I was a 98-pound weakling. Like, if you yelled at me or got mad at me or threatened me, that I would run away or I would cry.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, you can see him. I'm 6'5", 230 pounds. I'm a big guy.
You're not a little 90 pounds.
No. But I really feel that the challenges that I faced in the political world have been much more approachable because of the level of self-knowledge that I've found through my spiritual practices throughout my life.
Oh, that's amazing. Just to hear how great of an impact this has had on your life. Moving into kind of the traditional versus the complementary holistic medicine that you work on, would you not necessarily say something is better, but would you say something about this that kind of helps improve and is better in a group of different types of medicines instead of just working with traditional medicine?
So if someone comes into my studio, I have them sign a waiver that says that, and a part of that waiver that it says that I'm not a doctor, that I don't prescribe and that I don't diagnose, and that I don't treat people, right? I'm not a licensed doctor or even a licensed social worker or any kind of licensed therapist, but I am certified. I've studied and got a certification from that program. But what I think Phoenix Rising Yoga Therapy and many, many other quote-unquote non-traditional or non-Western practices can work really well in collaboration with Western medicine. You know, if someone is dealing with anxiety or depression, and exercise and diet and talking to a therapist aren't really helping, well, then maybe they need to see a doctor, and perhaps a medication, you know, a Western pharmaceutical will be helpful. it's not for me to judge that. But I also know from personal experience, if I feel like I'm walking around carrying a big bag of rocks every single day and I can't get rid of it, and make that bag of rocks makes it hard to show up for the rest of my life, mm-hmm. and someone says, here, perhaps try this medication in combination with body work, in combination with talk therapy, in combination with diet, perhaps the medication helps to relieve that burden of that bag of rocks so that I can get on with my life.
So you really think just working everything together really helps just the person as a whole?
Yeah, and I think that's really what I see as the definition of a holistic care package.
Yes, I would agree completely with that statement. Mm-hmm. So working with, since you obviously are not a licensed practitioner of a doctor sense, do you really work with insurances at all for prices? I know that that tends to be an issue for a lot of people thinking holistic medicine, they think price tags right away. Mm-hmm. So is there a little insight maybe you could give on ways to look for things so that people get rid of that stereotype of thinking that that's a price tag automatically?
Absolutely. In my own studio, I see people on a sliding scale basis.
Okay.
I don't take insurance. More and more there are people who do, but at this point I'm not able to bill insurance. So I work with people on a sliding scale basis.
Okay.
Yes, I need to pay my rent and eat and all that stuff. And I want people to take responsibility for what they're getting. Like, I don't want to be taken advantage of.
Right.
But at the same time, I try to make sure that my practice is available to anyone, regardless of their ability to pay. So I encourage people who are wanting to explore different modalities to ask around, to make calls to a variety of practitioners, to talk to their friends and neighbors and ask them if they know somebody who perhaps, you know, maybe there's somebody in training where you can actually get free or very cheap sessions. I did that for a long time. Gave away lots and lots of sessions.
You mentioned a little bit about talking to other practitioners. Do you yourself work with other practitioners or any other sort of, just to kind of work as a community of yoga therapists, or is it kind of you give referrals or you know someone from you doing your work?
Mm-hmm. Well, for example, I made a call today to talk with someone about political work and ended up getting her husband on the phone. It's a small town and I know him. And he was injured recently in a chainsaw accident.
Oh my gosh.
And he said, well, his doctor told him that he doesn't need to go to physical therapy, but he's still very aware that he's got some limitations. So mm-hmm. I was very easily able to suggest a couple of yoga classes that I think would be helpful to somebody who had mobility issues, who was recovering from an injury.
Okay.
So I'm always happy to make those kinds of referrals. You know, I also see a cranial sacral therapist myself.
Okay.
I occasionally see a physical therapist. I get massage. I search out my own Phoenix Rising yoga therapy practitioners and colleagues. So I love to have people working on my body. It's
just a whole, like, we back to the whole being, the whole wellness part of it, looking at your body as a whole, just really branching out and getting as much help from different types of areas.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Awesome. That's great. Have you ever seen, not necessarily a miracle story, but like what's kind of something that's really stood out in your career so far that of a client of yours?
That's a really good question.
Just to give people an idea of really what is something that, not a miracle necessarily, but outstanding.
Yeah. So one of a client who I've seen, and I really try to practice confidentiality, even, you know, I don't have to do HIPAA forms.
Okay.
Again, because I'm not licensed, but just being mindful of confidentiality. I have a medical doctor from town here who heard about me through somebody else and mm-hmm. came in to see me themselves. And seeing this doctor come in, at first they came in once every couple of weeks, and then after about six sessions, they decided, you know, how about once a month? And for over a year, this client has come in once a month. And just to see them coming more comfortable in their own physical body, and then hearing them talk about how their own work in the studio with me, and really with themselves, is starting to affect them in their day-to-day practice. And they're seeing, you know, hundreds of patients a week,
right.
You know, and however, you know, in the hospitals and clinic mm-hmm. settings. and to know that this practitioner, this doctor, is taking their own self-care and self-knowledge this seriously at, I would should say, the ripe old age of like 60. This is not a young person. This is someone who's
taught a dog a new trick.
Yeah. And they're toward the end of their career, but still willing to learn. And I think to me that that's, you know, going where I've had access to someone who's been so deep in Western practice, to see them start affecting change in their lives based on this quote-unquote non-traditional work is pretty cool.
Wow, that is amazing. Because you think Western medicine is so ingrained in by 60, you'd think that that's kind of, they eat, sleep, and breathe Western medicine. To see them branch out, that has to be quite the transformation. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to kind of explain about what you do that we might haven't touched on yet, or any last thoughts about this quote-unquote non-traditional medicine?
Yeah, I guess, you know, I want to invite you and anybody else who's interested to reach out to me or to any other, you know, there's so many wonderful practices, whether it's going to a yoga class or to a Tai Chi class or receiving acupuncture or cranial sacral work or Thai yoga massage. So many wonderful, wonderful practitioners right here in our own community. And just encourage people to be creative and courageous as they seek holistic health.
That's awesome. Well, great. Thank you so much. That's a great recommendation for everyone. Everyone could use a little extra loving in their life. Body loving.
Absolutely.
Right. Thank you so much, Gary, for taking your time to give us some insight as to what Phoenix Rising Yoga Therapy is all about. Really very helpful. I haven't experienced this yet, but I have to say I was really intrigued by it the first time I did hear about it, and the interview has just piqued my interest even more. If you find yourself as fascinated as I am, I highly suggest that you listen to your inner voice more closely than I have been and connect up with Gary. You can do that through his BodyWise Duluth website, which is bodywiseduluth.com. Be sure to listen to our next episode in the series where Megan talks to Dr. Ed Simzik. He is a naturopathic physician in Superior, Wisconsin. They had an excellent conversation that we're actually going to be breaking into two episodes, so it will be the two next episodes that you see in the series. You can connect with Wellness Renaissance and myself at wellnessren.com or via Facebook at facebook.com/wellnessren. You can check out our podcasts, information on the monthly health, wellness, and food group that meets here in Duluth, Minnesota, as well as other offerings and things we might have going on. Thank you again for listening. Have a glorious day and be well.